Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Always a pleasure to see you across the table from me, Mike. How's it going?
It is going fine, and I agree with that statement. It's good to see you, too.
Well, last week you left us with a challenge about something I'm not so used to, and that's workshops.
Yes, I said think of an eight-letter word that names a piece of equipment you might find in a workshop. The word has the consecutive letters W-H-O in it. If you drop those letters, you can rearrange the remaining five letters to spell the name of a store where you might buy that equipment. What is the equipment and what is the store?
Well, the equipment is a Sawhorse.
Correct.
And the store is Sears.
Correct again. All right, Ian. On November 30th, 1982, Michael Jackson's album Thriller was released. Various sources estimate that between 65 million and 100 million copies have been sold worldwide, making it the best-selling album of all time.
Wow.
To commemorate that milestone, this week's quiz is about other top-selling albums.
Oh, boy.
First up, among the 11 albums which have sold at least 40 million copies, there are three movie soundtracks. Those for The Bodyguard, Dirty Dancing, and what other movie whose soundtrack contains six songs by the Bee Gees?
Saturday Night Fever?
That's correct. And Saturday Night Fever, as a bonus fact, is the only disco album to win the Grammy for Album of the Year.
Huh. And I don't know if that'll ever change.
That's right. What Canadian singer appears on four of the best-selling albums of all time, three of her own releases, and the soundtrack to the movie Titanic?
That's Celine Dion.
Yes, her sales will go on and on and on. The only greatest hits album to sell more than 40 million copies to date is the album called Their Greatest Hits, 1971 to 1975, by what rock band?
That's the Eagles.
Take it easy, Ian. That is correct. There is only one album with sales of at least 30 million copies whose title has a Z in it. The title of this 1971 album is the band's name, followed by the Roman numeral 4. What rock band released this album?
I would say ZZ Top, but I know that's wrong. It's Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin is correct. Led Zeppelin 4, to be exact. Led Zeppelin IV, which is not officially the title of the album.
No, for them it was more Way of Life.
Yeah, exactly, right. Finally, the first album to receive a gold record for sales of over 1 million copies was what singer's album Calypso, which opens with the song Deo?
That's Harry Belafonte.
Harry Belafonte is correct. Daylight come and me wanna quit asking questions.
Yes, it's a very tough job.
I know. Five whole questions every week. You're killing me here. Well, it looks like Ian Pickus's greatest hits just went platinum. He went 5 for 5 again this week. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's questions, some extra credit questions, or Mike Nothnagel's liner notes, including this challenge.
Start with the titles of two other best-selling albums by Michael Jackson, Bad and Dangerous. Change one letter to an R, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word for something that makes music, and a seven-letter word for things that can help you hear music. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other venues. Mike, I'll get working on that challenge, and we'll be back this same time next week.
We will see you then, Ian.